that Hasatan is the gematria v'chushbana t'los meya v'shishim v'yabur, 364. In other words, the Satan has a right to be makatfering on Klal Yisrael 364 days a year. But one day in Yom Kippur, he doesn't have rishus to be Satan, like Rav Legrand says. Nechod yoyma d'lesper rishus salamastin d'ayinu Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the Satan doesn't have the power to say bit about Klal Yisrael. V'yama rami barabba. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk Avraham, uksiz Avraham. Then it says with a hey, Avraham. So betchilah him lichol kodesh baruch hu amasayim v'yaboyim u'shloisha evorim. First Hashem made Avram like a melech over to 343 evorim that he has. Ulepsoif, but after he made the bris milah, then him lichol amasayim v'yaboyim u'shmein evorim. There was another five evorim, now he was completely ruler over his 248 evorim, limbs of the body. And Elohim, what was the extra five that he got after he did the bris milah? That was shtei enayim, his two eyes, or shtei enayim, his two ears, v'rosh hagviya, and by the bris milah itself. So Ran explains, shebetchilem licho kodesh baruch olei vorov, sheim rishus al izor. First Hashem let Avram be a melech-like over the parts of his body that's easy to watch. L'masha your feet, it's up to you to go to do bid. So at the beginning Avram, like, was a melech over his feet. He didn't let his feet do bad, or he didn't let his hands do bad. Avol einov, but your eyes, v'yoznov, and your ears, shalodav einov reshusai, that's not so easy to watch your eyes and your ears. Sherei akorcha yirabeinov, uvoznov, because even if you don't want to, you could see bad, or you could hear lashon hara. Well, if saif, but afterwards, kishenimol, when Avram Avinu made the bris milah, then emlichu kodesh baruch hu afilu aleilu, shlo yistakov lo yishoma kiyim dvar mitzvah. That here Avram came a tam, mamish tatamim, that now he's able even to watch after his eyes, that he only looked at good things, and he only heard the good things also. Rosh HaGviyah is a grashi shenimul. Now he was the melech over his Rosh HaGviyah means that he had a bris milah. The Yom HaRami Bar Abba. My disciple, what is the Pasuk saying, Kehelis? Ir Kitana, there's a small city of Yanoshim. So with Ashin the Pasuk, now the Pasuk means like this. Ir Kitana, what's called a small city, Zehaguf. That's a person. The Anoshim Vomat is a small amount of people there in the small city, Eloi Vorm. You have a small amount of limbs in your body. Ubole Melagodl. The Pasuk says now a big king came to Savavoisa and surrounded around this small city. That's their Yetzara. That's the Yetzara that comes and surrounds a person. Then the Pasuk says, Ubonele Mitsudim. Mitsudim. That the king build around it traps. The haramim, elu avoinus, these are the averus that a person does. That's the traps we have. Umotzobo ish miskein v'chacham. And in this city now, this big king found a poor, but a chacham there. Well, who is that? Ze yetzatoiv. That's called the yetzatoiv. He's a chacham, but he's called a miskein, he's called poor. Umolatuas ir v'chachmosoi. And this smart person saved those city with his wisdom. What's that? Ze tshuva maisim toivim. The person does tshuva, ma'isim tovim, that can save you. But the adam le'zocheres isha miskeinahu. But a person does not remember anymore this like chacham. What does that mean? That means the b'shas yetzara. When a person listens to his yetzara, less than matkele yetzatov, you don't remember anymore yetzatov. That's the power of the yetzara that he watches, he takes over you when he has shlita, when he rules over you, that you don't realize even that you have a yetzatov. Another pasuk says in Kehelis, Ha-chochma toyiz la-chochem. Ha-chochma toyiz, ha-chochma wisdom will make you strong. La-chochem, to a wise person. May asara shalitim, more than 10 are shalitim, more than 10 rulers. So what does that mean? Ha-chochma toyiz la-chochem. What does that mean? That chochma makes the chochem smart, strong. Zu tshuva ma'isim toivim. If you do tshuva, you do ma'isim toivim, that's great and better. May asara shalitim, what does that mean? Shtei enayim, from even if you could watch over your two eyes, or shtei enayim, your two ears, or shnei yadayim, your two hands, or shtei raglayim, your two feet, v'rosh hagviya, and by the makam amila, open your mouth. True, it's good to be a ruler over these 10 things, but a person that has tshuva and ma'isim toivim, that's even greater. Right, Amar Rabbi Zecharia, Mishum Rabbi Yishmoel, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lohitzi Kuna Mishem. Hashem first wanted to give the Yisoid of Tukuna to Shem. Shem was the Ben Noach. to give out from Noach's three children, he wanted to give the inyan of kuna to Shem. Shinam and the pasuk says, "Vu koyein lakel elyon." That's Malkit Tzedek. And Malkit Tzedek was the son of Shem. Of the kivon shehiktim birchas Avram lebirchas Amakom. Like we'll soon see the pasuk that Malkit Tzedek first gave a bracha to Avram, and then he gave a bracha to Hashem. It's because of that is Oitzio me Avram, that Hashem made rather kuna come out from Avram and not from Malkit Tzedek, not from Shem. Shinam the pasuk says that Malkit Tzedek said by Yevorchayu, he blessed them by Yomer Boach Avram lekel Elyon. That's first he gave a bracha to Avram, Koine Shemayim Voritz, and Boach kel Elyon. Then he gave a bracha to Hashem. Is Amalai Avram? So Avram Avinu said back to Malkit Tzedek, V'chi Magdimen Birchas Evel the Birchas Koinei. How can he give me a bracha before he give it to Hashem? Do you give a slave, the Eved, the bracha before the master? Is Miyad right away Hashem like got angry at Malkit Tzedek? And Nostali Avram, right away he gave the Inyan of Kuna to Mal Zerav Avram. Shinam the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Niyum Hashem liadoini. The words of Hashem to his master, like, Shave liyamini, go to your right side. Ad oshi soyvecha, and hadoim liraglecha, keep you, until I make your enemies like your footstool. Ovaswik says, right after that, the Pasuk says, Nishba Hashem, Hashem swore, v'lo yinochem ato, koyin liyolam, that lo yinochem ato, that now, koyin liyolam, you'll be the koyin liyolam. Al divrosi Malkit Tzedek. That's what the Pasuk says. So it means to say, Al diburoi shem Malkit Tzedek, that because of the words that Malkit Tzedek said, he lost the kuna. The kuna did not come out now that Bnei Shem are called Kehanim, but rather the kuna was taken out by Avraham Avinu. Finally, see, that's what the Pasuk says, Vu koyin lel elyon. That means, who koyin? Malkit Tzedek, true, he was a koyin, but v'yein zara koyin. Because of the chet that he did, Malkit Tzedek, Hashem took away the kuna from Malkit Tzedek, that his sons, his children will not be Kehanim, but rather now Kehanim will come out only from Avram. Rav Lauran says, Malkit Tzedek, who's Shem? Ben Noach. Is Malkit Tzedek himself was Shem? That was Shem Ben Noach. The Zikr Chotziyah Mi Avram. Now, V'yafa Pish Avram Mizara Shol Shem, even though Avram Avinu also came out from Shem. But Lezocha Bekuna Machma Shem. Now that Avram Avinu was a Kayin, was not because he's a Ben of Shem, but rather Lamachma Satsmai. Now Avram has the school of Kuna because of himself. Finally, the Avinu, that's what the Pasuk says, who Kayin? By Malkit Tzedek it says he was a Kayin, but V'yein Zara Kayin, his children are not Kahanim. Kolemer, it means to say, Shalazocha Zara Bekuna, his children were not Zaycha to be Kahanim. Machmosa because of him. Is Mishamachi Notla Mikol Shazara Shal Shem Venosal Avram. It was taken away the stam that children of Shem are not called Kahanim. Kahanim only come out from Zerah Shal Avram Avinu. Hajin Olecho Abu Nadav. The Mishnah says like this. Ein Bein Hamudir Hano Mechaveroi Lemudir Hemeno Meichel. There's no difference if a person makes a neder that he can't have any enjoyment from somebody else. That means, Ein ben hamudir hanor mechaveroi. Have you made a net there that you can't have any enjoyment from Reuven? Lemudir, to another case, where a person just makes a net there, hemenu meichel, that I can't have enjoyment from any of your food. I can't have food enjoyment from you. That's what he said. What's the difference between these two different types of nedarim? Elo, the only difference is, teresa seregel, whether you're allowed to walk through his property. If you said the first type that you can't have any enjoyment from Reuven, you're not allowed to even walk through his property. But if you just said you can't have any enjoyment of food from Reuven, then you're allowed to walk through his property. And also, v'kelim, she'noisim v'moichon nefesh. You're like allowed to borrow from him, kelim, utensils, that you don't make food with. But mashma, utensils that you could cook with, or an oven or pots, that you're not allowed to borrow from him. Because I will see in the Gemara, Michael doesn't really mean food alone. But you made a net that you can't have anything that will bring you to have food. So therefore you can't have come out any enjoyment from him. Because if you have any enjoyment that's worth money from him, so then also with money you could buy food. So therefore there's no difference whether you made a net that you can't have any enjoyment from the person, or whether you made a neder, you can't have enjoyment that comes l'day achila. The only difference is that by achila, you're allowed to walk through his property, because that has nothing to do with eating, and you're allowed to borrow from him utensils that you can't make food from. And the Gemara says also, we're talking about utensils that you don't have to pay rent for. Because if you would have to pay rent, and he's not charging you rent, so you're saving money, so it's called you're having enjoyment from money from him. And money you could buy food, that's called an enjoyment that will bring you day food. So therefore the only difference between these two types of nedarim is drisa seregel and kelim shenoisim ben boichel nefesh. Now, hamuda maichel mechaveroi. If somebody makes an instant neder, he can't have any enjoyment of food from his friend. If so, la yashilenu, that person is not allowed to lend you napa, a sifta, the kava or a sif, the rechaim or a millstone, the tana or an oven. He can't lend you these things, even if there's no charge for the rent, for the use of it, but I call upon him from these type of utensils, you could go to make food. And that's your issa neder. You're not allowed to have any enjoyment from him, any type of enjoyment that will bring me today to have food. Avu mashu loy cholok, but he's allowed to lend you his shirt, v'tabas or his ring, v'talis, his clothes, talis, v'nizomim, his earrings. Because things like this have nothing to do with food, so these things you're allowed to borrow from him. But any type of a kli that has to do with making food, you're not allowed to borrow from him. Gemara says now, Mantan, who's the Tana of our Mishnah that holds that when you make an Issa Neder, that you can't have enjoyment from Reuven, you're not allowed to even walk through his fields. Well, what kind of enjoyment is that? That's a very small amount of enjoyment. So who holds that's also so Gemara says, Amar Ravada Barava Rabbi Eliezer. Now Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita, the Tanya we learned. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Afilu Vitor is also the Mudur Hanor. When you make an issa neder, not to have any enjoyment from Reuven, so enjoyment means you can't have extra enjoyment. Let's say you go to buy something from Reuven, and you pay the right price, shava v'shava. So it's not called any enjoyment, if let's say it's the middle type of a sale. Now, vita means when you buy something, sometimes the seller, he wants to be nice, he adds on one or two fruits. Let's say you buy a barrel worth of apples. So no matter what he does at the end is, like for nothing, for free, he's vitter, he gives you another one or two apples. And he doesn't charge you for that. So Rav Lezer holds, if you made an issa neder, not to have any enjoyment from him, you're not allowed to take this extra one or two apples that he gives you. Even though it's not really money that they charge for, and people are like kafti, inchi, people are not makpid upon this, but Rav Lezer says that's usually. But when you go to make a neder, not to have enjoyment from Reuven, you're meant to make any type of enjoyment you can't have from him. So according to Reb Lezer, just like you can't take these extra one or two apples from him, the same thing, you're not allowed to walk through his fields. Because walking through his fields is also called a certain amount of enjoyment. But the Rabbon attack argue there and say no, that Vitor is mutter, because people don't care about this small amount. The says in Korintim, you'd be allowed to walk through your fields. Like people are not makbid upon that. Doesn't mean anything to you if somebody walks through your fields or not. So therefore, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. Then the Mishnah says that Amuda Maicha Mechaveru Leishalenu. If you make an Issa Neder not to have any enjoyment of food or anything that comes l'day food from your friend, he's not allowed to lend you his oven or his millstone or his sieve